Hi, this is Kingdom Living. Welcome to our midweek motivation podcast, which we upload every Thursday by 5 a.m. for your uplifting and motivation to continue the week. Weeks, if you noticed, since we had our last motivational podcast. And today I'm back again with the topic of wisdom is profitable to direct. Indeed, wisdom is profitable. We all need wisdom. Is there any situation in your life currently where you just feel like, I need to understand this situation. I don't know how to go about it. I tell you, it's about wisdom. When you receive wisdom from above, then definitely you will get direction and you will know how to go about that situation that is weighing you down. So friends, wisdom is profitable to direct. Many decisions we have to make in life require wisdom. But making wise decisions does not seem to be the easiest thing to do. Many of us are overwhelmed by the many options we have to choose from. We have to make decisions about how to manage our time, our finance, our relationships, or work, or our school life. Some of us are afraid of not making the right decisions because we are aware of the fact that every decision has a consequence, no matter how small the decision may seem. For this reason, wisdom is profitable to direct. Wisdom guides us to choose the best methods and pursue the best ways and means to things. Just as wisdom is profitable to direct, it is even more profitable to gain it. God wants to give us wisdom if we ask for it. But friends, we must acknowledge that we lack wisdom. If we are humble enough to admit that we do not know what decision to make and ask God for help, He will give us wisdom generously and without reproach. See James 1 verse 5. If we believe we have received wisdom from God, He will use His word, circumstances, or people to give us wise counsel. Now, if we apply His word, learn from circumstances, or follow the advice of wise friends or counselors, we can see or we can be sure that we are making wise decisions in every area of our lives. So how to obtain wisdom? Number one, ask God to fill you with the spirit of wisdom. Number two, apply the word of God in every situation. Wisdom is the application of God's word in your life. Number three, learn from people who have experienced these things that you are going through. And lastly, read books that help you understand life. I want to leave you with this word of meditation on Ecclesiastes 10 verse 10. It says, if the iron be blunt and he do not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. So my prayer for you today is, O Lord, thank you for your spirit that dwells in your us. Thank you for your spirit that dwells in my sister and my brother that is listening to this podcast today. Lord, there are so many decisions we have to make in our lives, and sometimes they may leave us overwhelmed. But we know you want to help us to navigate every area of our lives. This is why I come to you today for my brother here, from my sister here that is listening to this podcast, to ask you for your wisdom to be profitable in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you've been blessed and I hope it's been profitable for you. Now you can practicalize it in your daily life as you continue this week. Until next time, bye-bye.